Fork is a great value right now for consumers. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that they can look forward to at the grocery store.
Well, right now, you know, pork has been a great value, and we're really excited about the opportunity it provides our retailers, partners to, you know, promote and feature pork. Fourth quarter is always the strongest quarter for pork sales in the U.S. Last year, we had one of the best years we've had with ham. Ham was up over 10.3% last year in pound sales, and we're looking at another good time for ham this year. Consumers come home to ham in the fourth quarter, and we have plenty of ham for them to come home to. But also, we've seen a lot of good growth in fresh pork sales. I mean, last year, fresh pork, especially pork roast, really took center stage on a lot of holiday plates. And, you know, whether it's Tuesday night dinner or whether it is the big fancy dinner, whether it's the rack of pork or simple pork chops, pork has been a really good value that will allow more consumers to enjoy it more frequently. And when we look at pork roast coming into the holidays, there's a lot of good values out there. I mean, you know, most people don't think of fresh meat or pork as a Black Friday deal. But this year, for the second time in a row, you know, Costco is using pork as a Black Friday deal. There'll be $8 off on a whole boneless pork loin at Costco. They have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving. So while you're in Costco to buy your flat screen TV, nothing says love like a pork loin. So, you know, we see great opportunities. And, you know, that's just one example. Most of our retailers have all been working really very hard to help move this incremental supply and really to you know, connect with consumers about that flavor and value position that pork uniquely has at this time of year. So we're very excited about all the activity that Chekhov has been able to create in order to help move this pork.
Bacon is still everybody's favorite. Everything is better with bacon. How is the pork industry able to capitalize on that? That still the fact that it's still sexy and it's still something that producers and consumers are wanting?
Well, you know, when you look at food service is probably a great example. Right now, the top three items that in food service that are trendy, pork is the most trendy protein at food service, and the top three new trendy items are all pork, including a candied bacon, pork belly, of course, and then a porchetta. But we've also seen an incredible amount of new menuings for bacon at food service. This year so far, we've had over 560 LTOs or new menu placements for bacon, which is all fabulous because everybody thinks, when is this bacon, you know, trend going to be over? Never. There's actually a savory renaissance at food service, and bacon led that savory renaissance. And bacon's showing up in places where you don't expect it. I mean, right now, we have about 137% increase in bacon features in the dessert section of the menu. So that's bacon added to all different types of dessert menus, and that's just a new place for bacon to be, let alone, you know, obviously, we've seen a lot of bacon promotions from, you know, quick service restaurants, additional bacon on burgers, and some of our more and extra bacon on burgers, because that's how you make bacon better, is put more bacon on it. This has all been, you know, helpful to drive that bacon. And then, of course, the belly, you know, the fresh belly and the fresh belly sandwich that made it out into QSR this year. Another use for that product because consumers just love the flavor. They can't get enough of it.
So really it's a great opportunity for consumers to capitalize on this massive supply of pork in 2016.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, we have a lot of pork, which, you know, obviously has hurt our producer prices, and we're working very hard to get this sold. But with this increased supply, you know, a couple years ago when we were on the other side of this curve and we didn't have the supply, we had a lot of consumers that really, we couldn't meet all the need that the consumers had that they wanted for pork. Now we've fixed that problem, obviously. We have enough pork. So our goal at Chekhov is really to go out and expand the base, get more people in that high user, more frequent using of pork, because we have a wonderful product. And once consumers realize the value we offer, we'll be able to sell them more product.